Lloydminster, Sir Brent Adair Habtiller, a man who claims to be third cousin to Queen Elizabeth II, now finds himself under the scrutiny of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, accused of committing indecent acts at the local swimming pool. According to police, Sir Habtiller had willfully and intentionally committed these acts in the presence of one or more persons, with the apparent intent to insult or offend. The Lashburn man was also charged with willfully obstructing, interrupting or interfering with the lawful use, enjoyment or operation of the community swimming pool. Is Sir Brent Habtiller true royalty as he claims? Did he descend from the noble lineage of kings and queens? After spending countless hours poring over family trees, digging through dusty archives, and trying to find any evidence that would prove Sir Habtiller's royal lineage, we came up empty-handed. Sasktoday.ca made 7 attempts to contact Sir Brent Habtiller and his lawyer for comment. Neither Sir Brent Habtiller nor his lawyer responded to Sasktoday.ca's requests for comment. Claim to royalty. Sir Brent Habtiller said that in April 2019 the German Historical Institute of London confirmed he descended from royalty. He then legally changed his name from Brent Adair Habtiller to Sir Brent Adair Habtiller, and his wife legally changed her name to Lady Maria Habtiller. In August 2019, while I was living in Edmonton, Alta, a seasoned criminal lawyer had called asking me to meet him in person at his downtown Edmonton law firm to discuss a job he said may interest me. Sitting in his office, he revealed that he had a client who needed a publicist. His client, he said, is related to Queen Elizabeth II. The lawyer showed me an email from Prince William that Sir Brent Habtiller had forwarded to him, supposedly proving his royal lineage. On August 16, 2019, in a phone conversation that lasted for almost 2 hours, Sir Brent and Lady Maria Habtiller told me about their royal lineage and shared their plans for the future. Prince William had called Sir Brent, said Lady Maria. Other royal phone calls coached them on all things regal, how to behave, and how to develop impeccable manners, said Sir Brent and Lady Maria Habtiller. Before acting as their publicist, I had asked the Habtillers for proof of their royal lineage. They sent me a PDF genealogy chart titled, Habtiller Nobility Lineage, Sir Brent Habtiller's birth certificate, and both of their driver licenses, all of which had been changed to their newfound titles. Sir Brent Habtiller's nobility lineage listed Baron Frederick von Habtiller and Archduchess Hermine of Austria as marrying and having had a child. Genealogy expert, Xenia Stanford from Family Roots Tracer in British Columbia, however, said that she couldn't find any records that Baron Frederick von Habtiller existed. She also said there was no historical evidence that Archduchess Hermine of Austria had any children. Instead, historical records revealed that Archduchess Hermine of Austria died at age 24 without ever marrying or having children. She was prone to disease as a child, say historical accounts. Sir Brent Habtiller's lineage claimed that Baron Frederick von Habtiller and Archduchess Hermine of Austria had a son named Baron Ferdinand von Habtiller in 1838, in Horvátlavo, Vas, Austria-Hungary. Stanford, however, said that baptismal records from Hungary show that Sir Brent Habtiller's ancestor, Ferdinand Habtiller, was born in 1838 in Horvátlavo, Vas, Austria-Hungary. It shows that Ferdinand Habtiller's parents were Georg Habeler or Habtiller and Anna Rakovach. Baptismal record. Hungary Catholic Church record. The Habtillers also included an ancient arms of Habtiller with their lineage document, but Stanford said that coat of arms is sold commercially and doesn't mean that a person descends directly from those who originally had the coat of arms. In addition, a typewritten section at the bottom of the lineage that Sir Brent Habtiller produced said the genealogy lineage was confirmed on February 1, 2019, by Andreas Jestrick, director at the German Historical Institute of London. Stanford, however, said that Jestrick was no longer the director in February 2019. This raised many questions. Did Archduchess Hermine of Austria secretly marry someone named Baron Frederick von Habtiller that the history books don't reveal? Why aren't there any documents of a Baron Ferdinand von Habtiller being born in Horvátsiovo, Vas, Austria-Hungary? Is there proof that Archduchess Hermine of Austria had a child? In August 2019, I emailed the press secretary at Buckingham Palace asking if Sir Brent Haptiller was third cousin to Queen Elizabeth. I got an email reply from the Royal Communications, Private Secretary's Office of Buckingham Palace saying that their correspondence team has my enquiry and will be in touch in due course. In September 2019, I received a follow-up email from the Royal Communications, Private Secretary's Office of Buckingham Palace requesting a mailing address so they could send their official response. I received a letter through Canada Post from Buckingham Palace that was stamped, Royal Mail Postage Paid N4047, Buckingham Palace SW1A1AA. The front had a red large capital E, smaller two centered, and then a large capital R above that was a red crown. The back of the envelope was sealed with a thick, red royal stamp. The postmark said Royal Mail Mount Pleasant Mail Center. Buckingham Palace was non-committal and wouldn't confirm that Sir Haptiller was third cousin to Queen Elizabeth II. Sir Brent Haptiller also said that he was contacted by the Governor-General of Canada regarding his royal status. I contacted the Governor-General of Canada. Governor-General Julie Pate's office responded but were non-committal regarding Sir Brent Haptiller's alleged royal status. Not close enough relationship. Archduchess Hermine of Austria is from the House of Habsburg-Lorraine, whereas Queen Elizabeth II's 13th great-grandmother was from the House of Habsburg. This is not a close relationship between Archduchess Hermine and Queen Elizabeth II, said Stanford. Sir Brent Haptiller talks about descending from King Leopold. King Leopold II, Emperor of the Holy Roman Emperor, was born in 1747 in Vienna, Austria, and was the grandfather of Archduchess Hermine of Austria, the Royal House of Habsburg-Lorraine. King Leopold I of Belgium was born in 1790, House of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha, and was father to Leopold II born in 1835. Although this Leopold I of Belgium is a fourth great-granduncle and his son Leopold II of Belgium is a first cousin four times removed of Queen Elizabeth, they are not closely related to Archduchess Hermine of Austria, said Stanford. Stolen valor. In August 2019, Haptiller told me he was a sniper and a weapons tech in the military. He said after being recognized as third cousin to Queen Elizabeth II, he represented the monarchy at a military event in Wainwright, Alta. To find out if Sir Brent Haptiller was representing the monarchy at military events, in September 2019 I called the Wainwright military base and asked if Sir Brent Haptiller was participating in formal services at the base, wearing a military uniform, and saying that he was representing the British monarchy. The Wainwright military base declined to comment. The following month, in October 2019, information about Haptiller appeared on Stolen Valor Canada. Stolen Valor said Haptiller claimed to have served in the Canadian Army from 1999 to 2003, and was a member of 1PPCLI, Joint Task Forces 1 and 2, Weapons Tech and Sniper. He claimed to have been deployed to the Balkans, Africa, Middle East and Central America and retired on a quarter pension as a Master Corporal. He claimed to have a secret knighthood for his combat service in JTF-2 on operations in Venezuela. Stolen Valor said that the reality was, Sir Brent doesn't have a single day of CF service. LJOY at glaciermedia.ca. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt_SKTODAY.